Hi again, folks. Right, this is going to be a bit of everything in this boo. First of all, regarding the bullying issue, I've had a couple of messages from people, so I thought rather than do a boo to each of you, because a couple of you have asked the same question, I thought I just will do a public boo, because neither of these people in question are following me, so and other people have mentioned names. So a couple of you have asked how I found these people because you want to hear it from for yourself. And it was a bit of a long-winded way around it. I was told that the person that was being bullied had published some boos on Blind Abilities, the channel Blind Abilities. So I found that. I went into channels, found community, and then found Blind Abilities. And it was a bit of a long-winded way, but basically you need to go through their boos not too far back until you find a boo from a girl called Mabes, which I assume is M-A-B-E-S, I'm not sure. But she goes by the name of Mabes. She's the one that's being bullied. I went into her profile. I sort of went into boo detail on that boo that she did, and you then find a button and it says Mabes button. So I clicked, double tapped on that. That takes you into her profile. So I listened to a couple of her boos, and I then thought, right, I need to find the person who is bullying her. And I'd been told what her name was, so I found the people that Mabes was following. It says 130-something following, or followers. And you need to find somebody that calls herself Josie Faye Ticket Forever. So it's quite an unusual name. If you go into her profile, she's only done 9 boos, and she is the one that is doing the bullying. So I hope that helps. Like I say, it was a bit of a long-winded way around it. It was a bit of detective work. As one of my followers said, but you can find it. I have found in the app how to report boos. I have also found out that you can report a user, so I've done both. I have had an email from Audio Boo Support saying thank you for reporting this person. It does say that her and her boos have been reported several times and she has been sent a warning, but they can't do anything else until this person in question, this Josie Faye Ticket, responds. So that's as far as I've got with that. In other news, 2 things really. The first, I had a major panic this morning because the agency rang me to say that there's a problem with 9A Kennedy Way, and I thought, oh, wonderful. What now? So they said, we've had the electrics done, right? We've had the carpentry work done, and one of the things the carpenter had to do was, because they couldn't get into the boiler cupboard, the door was faulty. So basically they got in there, and then the plumber was able to come and do his gas safety check. The problem is he condemned the boiler because there's a problem with the flue. So the guy at the agency said, I'm waiting for him to get back to me with a price on flue parts. But he's told me that that'll be about next Tuesday or Wednesday before he can get them in. He said, now it's entirely up to you. Do you want to go ahead with the move tomorrow as planned, or do you want to wait until these parts have been sourced and installed? And I said, well, the problem is, I said, I've got furniture piling up here. I said, so I really would rather move tomorrow if I can. I thought, I don't really want to wait another week or so. So he said, fair enough. Obviously, I'll have no heating, which is fine because you wouldn't want heating in this weather anyway. I won't have any hot water, but that's okay because the shower is electric, so that gets his own hot water. And if I want to wash, you know, dishes, I can just boil a kettle. So that's no problem. So I am still getting the keys tomorrow at 2:30 as planned. I hope, if nothing else goes wrong. So that was that. I thought, oh no, please, no. I can't wait another week. So he said, if we were managing the property, he said, I could assure you that the work would be done. He said, but the problem is, once you've signed your tenancy agreement, the landlord's looking after you, not us. He said, so I'll make sure that something is written into the contract that you sign, saying you're signing this tenancy agreement under the assurance that the work will be carried out. I said, that's fine. So that was a bit of a slight moment this morning. The other thing is, my Amazon app's broken. I wanted to go on Amazon and order something. So usually when I go into Amazon, I go to the search box on the app and I type in what I want. Hit search and it usually comes up with a list. It'll say one, blah, 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 two, blah, blah, blah. And you can just swipe to the right and do it that way. Mine no longer works like that. I can type in what I want, press search, and it comes up with, there's no refine button, so I can't do refine anymore. But everything's just everywhere. It's not in any particular list. It's not in any particular order. Chris's app is the same as mine used to be. It looks like the Amazon app has been... it looks like it's been updated.
But we're both running the same version.
So explain that one to me, folks, because I can't. Me and Chris are both completely and utterly flummoxed with this one. Both our apps are the same version, okay, but they're both acting completely differently. So I really don't know what the hell Amazon have done, but they've broken my app and I'm not happy. So if anyone has any advice on that, or if anyone else is having the same problem, so I know it's not just me, then will you please let me know? Because I hate, it is annoying, and I hate things like this. I really do.
It I think me because mine's like working properly.
I think I managed to order what I wanted. You know, we can't live without crisps, you know, come on. Goodness sake.
We can, but we won't.
Yeah. So that's my second boo of the day. A bit of everything in there. So I hope you're all okay. And I hope you're all enjoying this nice weather. And I'll speak to you all soon.